WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Level Up Daily. This is your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to pump you up and get you ready to conquer your day. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? It's like a never-ending obstacle course sometimes, with unexpected twists and turns that leave us feeling bruised and battered. But guess what? We have this incredible power within us, the power of self-compassion that can literally be our secret weapon against adversity. Think about it. When you're facing a tough situation, how do you talk to yourself? Are you your own worst critic, piling on the negativity and beating yourself up for every little mistake? Or are you treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and a whole lot of grace? Because, honey, self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting things slide. It's about recognizing that you're human, that everyone messes up, struggles, and faces challenges. It's about acknowledging those feelings without judgment, offering yourself support instead of criticism, and reminding yourself that you're worthy of love and kindness, especially when things get tough. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you harness the power of self-compassion. First up, practice mindful awareness. This is all about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. When those negative voices start creeping in, take a step back, notice them, but don't let them define you. Imagine yourself as an observer, watching your thoughts like clouds passing by. Number 2. Challenge your inner critic. We all have that little voice in our head that whispers doubts and insecurities. But guess what? That voice isn't always right. When you catch yourself thinking something negative about yourself, ask yourself, is this really true, or would I say this to a friend? Often, we're much kinder to others than we are to ourselves. Number 3. Treat yourself with kindness. This means doing things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a relaxing bath, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or simply practicing gratitude, make self-care a priority. Remember, you deserve to be treated with love and respect, starting with yourself. Number 4. Embrace imperfection. Let's face it, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and stumble along the way. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember that progress is more important than perfection. And finally, number 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through tough times alone. Lean on your loved ones, talk to a therapist, or join a support group. Sharing your experiences with others can help you feel less isolated and more empowered. Okay, let me give you a real-life example. Imagine you're preparing for an important presentation at work. You've been putting in the hours, practicing and perfecting your speech. But then, on the day of the presentation, you trip over your words, forget a key point, or suddenly feel overwhelmed by nerves. Ever felt that sinking feeling? You know that feeling when you want to disappear into thin air because you just bombed it, right? That's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of berating yourself for the mistake and letting the negativity spiral, acknowledge your feelings, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on learning from the experience. The next time you're prepping for a presentation, heck, any challenging situation, visualize yourself handling it with grace and confidence. Remind yourself that even if things don't go perfectly, you are capable, resilient, and worthy of support. So, to recap, self-compassion isn't about ignoring problems or settling for mediocrity. It's about treating yourself with kindness and understanding, even when things get tough. Remember to practice mindful awareness, challenge your inner critic, treat yourself with kindness, embrace imperfection, and seek support when you need it. Now, let's go out there and level up. Take that first step towards embracing self-compassion in your daily life. Share this episode with a friend who could use some extra encouragement, maybe even someone who tends to be their own worst critic. And don't forget to leave a review if you found this episode helpful. It would mean the world to me. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.